We're going to start in Chapel Hill, where police are investigating a shooting that occurred shortly after 10 o'clock last night at 1860 MLK Boulevard. That's right by Chapel Hill North. One individual was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. No other details right now. Police are still looking for a suspect, and they want to hear from you if you have any information. Either call 911, contact the Chapel Hill PD directly, or you can also leave anonymous tips with Crime Stoppers at 919-942-7515. Orange County officials got excited this week, meanwhile, when President Joe Biden unveiled his federal budget proposal for the coming fiscal year. That proposal includes $138 million in funding for Chapel Hill's bus rapid transit plan. With the full story on what that might mean, here's 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
The funding for Chapel Hill's bus rapid transit project is among 14 major transportation projects the Biden administration wishes to fund, with nearly $4 billion in his budget proposal. Transit Director Brian Litchfield said his team heard the news on Monday when the budget was revealed. He and the three staffers who lead Chapel Hill Transit's efforts on the project sat in the hallway of the department offices to celebrate in the spot where they've held dozens of meetings about bus rapid transit in the past. He told 97.9 The Hill,
"This is a huge step. Again, this is a project that some of us have been working on for over a decade. So to see this go from something that was kind of a line on a map or might happen to something that has a really strong chance of happening is amazing. You know, it's great for Chapel Hill Transit, our community, our funding partners."
Chapel Hill's north-south bus rapid transit project is currently in its 60% design phase. When completed, it will be a bus line that runs the 8-mile corridor from the Eubanks Road park-and-ride lot to the Southern Village park-and-ride lot, almost the furthest north and south parts of the town's limits. The Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT, will have dedicated buses that arrive at a higher frequency than normal stops, dedicated travel lanes along the corridor, and dedicated stations for riders to use. While proud and determined, the team working on Chapel Hill's BRT acknowledged there was an uphill battle to complete the funding necessary for the project. After receiving an initial $8 million from the U.S. government years ago and having commitments from the state, county, and town, the biggest chunk of capital needs remained, and inflation pushed those cost estimates even higher. Litchfield also said there was no way to know whether the federal funds would cover all the remaining expenses, which make up 80% of the project's cost. But the 1,300-page application submitted by Chapel Hill Transit paid off. The $138 million the Biden-Harris administration recommends would presently take care of all the most expensive pieces.
That covers construction, covers buses, it covers the stations, it covers all of the pedestrian improvements, covers the signal improvements, all of those things. So the only thing that we can't use that money for is the day-to-day operational cost.
Litchfield often describes the future BRT line as a transit project with transit goals, but a much wider impact beyond transit. Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson agrees and told 97.9 The Hill the project helps advance several of the town's long-term goals, from transit to climate action to housing.
It's not just improving bus service, but it's also that it'll include new sidewalks and multi-use paths, and that will allow more people to walk and bike to more places and to the bus. So it kind of gets us a lot. It's about connecting people, getting them out of their cars. It means that as we grow and densify, people have other options so they're not stuck in traffic.
Litchfield acknowledges that being included in the Biden administration's proposed budget is still an early step. With an election coming up in November and a divided Congress right now, there are plenty of reasons to believe the president's proposal is not simply going to be rubber stamp approved. While the Chapel Hill Transit director said politics complicate matters, being a transportation project and making it into the first draft of a budget is still an encouraging sign.
The good news is, from the data that we've looked at, typically somewhere around 85% to 90% of the transit projects that are included in president's budget are funded and built at some point in time. So we're hopeful that we'll get an appropriation in the next year's transportation bill. We'll be in there, but again, there's no guarantee.
To learn more about the North-South Bus Rapid Transit Project, visit the Town of Chapel Hill website or chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Turning to state news, the GOP nominee for state superintendent of public instruction is under fire this week after reporters uncovered a long history of extremist social media posts. Just in the past few years, Michelle Morrow has endorsed QAnon-related conspiracy theories and publicly called for the killing of prominent Democrats, including Joe Biden and Barack Obama. CNN was first to report that. It's since been picked up by numerous other outlets. No official response from the state GOP, but Morrow doubled down on those earlier comments yesterday on Twitter after the initial story came out. Back in local government, Orange County officials announced they've signed up 1,500 families and businesses for fiber internet in partnership with the company Lumos, part of the county's effort to extend broadband to underserved rural areas. That's about a quarter of the way to the original goal of 6,000. County Commissioner James Etta Bedford says it's a good sign, but there's still a long way to go.
We are behind in what we had thought we would be able to do, but we're consistent. We haven't gotten further behind, and that's almost like 24% of the original. It was a little over 6,000 that we had planned. And we do know that we have donut holes, right? Like people, they definitely email us when, but it's at the end of my block. And what do you mean it's not coming to my block? We have these donut holes across the county. And so staff is working to try to develop a plan. It'd probably be December, January before we have an idea of cost and how we can partner to get more of those homes and areas filled. So for the folks that are still waiting, it's slow and tedious. But for those who have it, I think they're happy.
It's James Etta Bedford speaking there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. It is 6:18, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Chapel Hill Tire. Carolina men's basketball made a statement in yesterday's ACC quarterfinal, rolling over Florida State 92-67. UNC had some trouble with the Seminoles in the regular season, but none of that on Thursday, as the Heels pulled away for good in the last 5 minutes of the first half. Balanced game all around for Carolina. They out-rebounded the Seminoles 49-24. R.J. Davis led the scoring with 18. Cormac Ryan added 14 with a trio of 3 points. Armando Bacot had a double-double with 14 points and 10 boards. Harrison Ingram came 1 point shy of his own double-double. Elliot Cadeau added 6 assists to go with 8 points. And Seth Trimble shook off some pregame soreness to come off the bench with 12. After the game, head coach Hubert Davis.
I was just really proud of the guys. You know, at the beginning, you know, we talked about what it'll allow us to have success against a really good Florida State team, and we needed to get after it defensively. We needed to rebound the basketball, and we also talked about doing a better job of making easy play and limiting turnovers, because the last time we played them, we had 17 turnovers, and I feel like that we definitely checked 2 of the boxes. Just their effort, energy, attention to detail defensively was good, and for us to dominate the boards on both ends, I thought that was a huge key for us. And allowing them to be successful out there on the floor.
Hubert Davis there. Now it's on to the semis, where Carolina's opponent will be Pitt. The 4th-seeded Panthers advanced yesterday with an 81-69 win over Wake Forest. Carolina beat Pitt by 13 on the road in their only meeting this year. Tonight's game starts at 7. We'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, starting at 5:30 with countdown to tip-off. And visit chapelboro.com for more on the Heels, including a photo gallery from yesterday's win. Tonight's other semi will pit Virginia against NC State. The Wolfpack upset Duke yesterday 74-69, while UVA came back to beat BC 66-60 in overtime. Elsewhere in sports, UNC baseball is down in Florida this weekend for a 3-game set at Miami. Game 1 is tonight at 7. Carolina softball is also on the road this weekend, 3 games at Clemson starting tonight at 5. UNC men's tennis is at Florida State this afternoon, then they head to Miami on Sunday. Tar Heel gymnastics is at LSU tonight at 8:30, and tomorrow's the big day for UNC lacrosse. The women are at 7th-ranked Syracuse, and the men are at Stony Brook. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes got their own impressive win last night, taking down the Florida Panthers 4-0. Canes head to Canada this weekend, taking on the Maple Leafs tomorrow night and the Senators on Sunday. Finally, big congratulations to Andrew Calder, who spent 33 years on the staff of the Tar Heel women's basketball team, including the 94 National Championship season. He's just been named as an inductee to the National Assistant Coaches Hall of Fame. That induction ceremony will be May 21st in Charlotte.